Yo, baby, you have your asshole licked by a fat man in an overcoat?
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We can get today's show started with... Right, that was X on Pogo City Radio with Los Angeles. How's everybody doing? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. All right, now Andrew Bedman flying solo. Now, it's actually like, I don't know, 6:30 a.m. Eastern on a Sunday. Now, normally, my kids can get up, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock on the weekends, and but it's daylight savings today. So they woke me up at 5 a.m. So I've got the lovely rude girl Jessica taking care of them while I'm up here talking to you about punk rock. Lucky for you guys, right? Lucky for you guys. Now, before we get in to the rest of the show, let's tell you guys we will be having the Svetlanas call into the studio, not tonight, but sometime in the near future. Been communicating with them text and email, and they're on the road right now. And right as I got the email from them saying that they were going to come on, I went on Facebook, and they asked me to talk and promote their new tour that's going on. They reached out. They wanted to know if we'd talk about the tour and, you know, play the new album, and they gave us a bunch of free stuff. So that's real cool. We appreciate it, and we invited them to be on the show, of course. But then when I went onto Facebook this morning, right before I started recording, I don't know if it's gossip or not, but it seems like the rest of the tour may have been canceled. They've been on the road for quite some time now. I got all the tour dates pulled up in front of me. They started out October 6th in California. It is currently November 5th. They're supposed to be playing in Philadelphia tonight with the Drugettes, actually. The Drugettes, and they're on the road with the Barbed Wire Dolls, the band that Lemmy from Motorhead discovered. But, I mean, all these gals been... on the road, a lot of females in the Barbed Wire Dolls as well. The Svetlanas are not all females, they just have a female singer. But they just played at Bowery Electric November 1st. Hopefully the tour is still going on, and what I saw was just a rumor. Not going to speculate, but they are playing tonight in Philadelphia at Voltage with the Drugettes and the Barb Wire Dolls. Tomorrow, you guys can catch them in Norfolk, Virginia. Then Baltimore, Maryland on the 7th. Atlanta, Georgia on the 8th. Another show in Georgia on the 9th. And then they got three dates in Florida, followed by Alabama. Then they're going to Louisiana, doing a bunch. I think like five dates in Texas between November 16th and November 20th. Then they're heading out to Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, and closing up the tour November 24th and 25th in San Diego, and then Los Angeles at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Now, the Svetlanas have a new album out called This Is Moscow, Not L.A. I'm just, taking it from This Is Boston, Not L.A., a pretty awesome compilation. But let's get to some new Svetlanas. Svetlana's coming off of their new album, Catch 'em on Tour. Now, like I said, we will be having them on sometime in the near future. And if you guys haven't heard of the Svetlana's before, I have a little bit of background information for you guys. Now, the Svetlana's have often been called the most dangerous band in the world, thanks to their superior, intense live performance at international festivals such as the Vans Warped Tour, South by Southwest, and Rebellion Fest, plus a bunch more. They are 100% DIY, and they've earned praise from, a lot of people, even Gene Simmons from Kiss, Jello Biafra, the Dead Kennedys. They just did some work with him, and they also just, well, not just put out, but they put out a split with the Adolescents, and that was called Hot War. Now, in 2005, they actually teamed up with Blag from the Dwarves to do a 7-inch and a European tour. So, you guys, they got a lot. They've done a lot of big things, and they got a lot of big things coming in the future. So, keep an eye out for the Svetlanas, and hopefully that tour is still going on, and that stuff I'm seeing on Facebook is just a rumor, I hope. So, go out tonight to Philly to Voltage and catch them live. Okay, here's one for all the right-wingers, Dwayne Peters and U.S. Bombs with Your Country.
In the country, it ain't no disappointment.
That was the U.S. Bombs. We got total chaos of the mess in Babylon.
Jason sees men run around horses. The priests are breathing down. They got lips of religion. They know all your weak table. Forces the way it's always been. It's not illegal, it's a sin. Gotta keep you all in line. This is how we fight in the dark. Babylon. Babylon. Take this girl, we've never been taught. They control your every thought. Take everybody and we'll give you up. Say you want to have it above. Teach them eager, grow up strong. Nobody taught you to get out of. Stop your head on who to think. It's a state of you and I'm dead in Babylon.
That was the West Coast Total Chaos. Let's move right on with Chicago's Street Brats coming off Down End 2. One of my favorites, Nowhere to Go. Had a chance to catch these guys up at CBGB's about 15 years ago. It was fun.
We just wanna fucking rock. With the fun away.
All right, now that was the Street Brats coming off Dead End Kids. That was that Charged Records release right there. That was one of my favorite albums. I still love that album. And funny story, you know, we ain't got nowhere to go. Give us back our fucking shows. When I saw the Street Brats, it wasn't quite 15 years ago. Maybe it was 13, 14 years ago. But when I saw them, the singer Max, I think there had to be some backroom shit going on, though, too. Got bounced right after their set from CBGB's for smoking in the building. I just find that hard to believe. It was right when the smoking ban happened over in NYC, but, they definitely kicked the singer out in the rain with his guitar after they had a lot of drama on stage. So I don't know what was really going on back there, but I guess that song held true that night. And speaking of no place to go, we got a place for you guys to go, and that's the Sportsman's Cafe in the Shatter Shack, Ridge Avenue, Allentown, Pennsylvania, December 2nd. We got a killer lineup for you guys. I'm talking the Parasitics, Bunch of Jerks with Joey Pip, Houston and the Dirty Rats, and Pogo City favorites coming straight out of Connecticut. You know I'm talking about the Damn Broads supporting their new album, Looks Do Kill. Now, we've been playing the hell out of this album, trying to let you guys hear a bunch of the tracks. You guys can find some of their older tracks on Bandcamp. They got some great videos up on YouTube, and I'm sure they'll have mostly their whole catalog for sale December 2nd in Allentown. We're also going to be adding one more band to the bill, and can't wait to see you guys there. Let's get to the last track on the album, When You Love a Punk. All right, that was the Damn Broads on
Pogo City Radio.
I am rock and roll.
Always love that we can get them gals coming around over here from Connecticut. A lot of fun. Had them at the punk block party. We love them chicks. So come on out and see them. Now, they'll also be playing with, you know, some local favorites, the Parasitics. And let's get to them now. Good old days coming off the blasting with
drinking away stress of today, washing away tears of today, raising our bottles, making them clang, groups of friends that was our gang, thinking back to the good old days, where we used to be, thinking back to the good old days, where we need to be. Oi! Life was easy from fairy girls. Message was clear from the whole world. No one fun, love got along. Punks and skins united and strong. Thinking back to the good old days, where we used to be. Thinking back to the good old days, where we need to be. Go! Oh!
good old days. Take it back to the good old days. Take it back to the good old days. Take me 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 back to the good old days.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
All right, all right, all right. Now, that came off the blank 77 split. So, you know, it's time to get to some blanks.
All aboard!
All right, now we're going to go to the first 7-inch for this one. See, I like to play a lot of the more obscure shit. I know that some of them might not like that. They're not crazy about the qualities of the albums back in those days. But, oh well, my show. And I love the old shit. Now, this is coming off Unite and Pogo EP. This is from, like, 91, I think. Here's What You Get.
Everything's true. God's an astronaut. Ours is over the rainbow. The Midian's where the monsters live. And you came to die.
1, 2, 3, 4!
All right, now I play that little all aboard thing all the time. And, of course, that's Tim, the bass player from, Party Train, the beginning of Party Train. But he's actually not on that track. That's with the original bass player, Brandon. You know, just some background information, some nerd stuff for you. So, I don't know. I don't know what to play. I don't know where to go. I don't particularly have anything more to say. So maybe we'll just wrap up the show. No, I'm just playing. I'm just kidding. Of course, I can think of another 35 minutes of music to give you guys. And why don't we just keep moving right along and go to some label mates of the blanks for a little bit. And here's the Sex Slaves with Thank God for Jack Daniels.
One thing I have learned out on the highway, in every town there's a friend I'm bound to see. We went down to Tucson, Arizona.
That's right.
And there he was just waiting around for me. Thank you, Lord, for Jack Daniels. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. The only thing that keeps me from the devil is another glass of that good old Tennessee. Fuck it, won't you
call me a stiff one. Cause me and the boys gonna get fucked up tonight. You keep coming, my town's running. We ain't got nothing better to do. Except to look at the girls, have another drink with you. I had too many. Cause they're going down just way too easily. It's been a long time since I seen the face of Jesus. But tonight I see him sitting right here with me.
My Sky Vodka 2. All right, that was the Sex Slaves. Let's see what we got queued up next for all you cool cats out there. A little bit of Self-Destruct coming off the Violent Affair EP. Members from A Global Threat and The Unseen on this one. Punk core release, Violent Affair.
Because I'm trying to run it, chasing you, it's finally a good feeling blue. And you can't run it, but you'll never hide.
All right, that was Self-Destruct. We're going to stick with the punk core releases. Do a later one, The Scarred and Drone, coming off the No Solution EP. No Solution LP. Song. So I'm in the mood to hear another rocking song. I'm gonna do a little bit of Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. Knock, knock, knock.
Your mama sucks cocks in the bathroom stall. An evening number's on the bathroom wall. For a good time, give her a call. And if you're lucky, she will touch you at all. Cocks in her mouth, balls in her chin. Knock. Yeah.
in the Stand, starting it off young. You guys can find that whole album on Pogo City Radio YouTube. Got some killer tracks on there. Killer tracks. All right, now, playing some real fucking rock and roll based songs, and I'm gonna keep doing that right now. We're gonna get to the New York Dolls, but before we do, the New York Dolls, of course, featuring Johnny Thunders. Johnny Thunders would go on to start Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, meet up with Walter Lohr, do the LAMF album, and now it is the 40-year anniversary of the LAMF album. We will be going to see Walter Lohr November 30th in Brooklyn with Mike Ness from Social Distortion, Glenn Matlock from the fucking Sex Pistols, and Clem Burke from Blondie. They're going to do the album in its entirety, and I'm sure we're going to hear some fucking Too Much Junkie Business. If Walter Lohr's singing and I don't hear Too Much Junkie Business, I might riot. But regardless, we're going to get to the New York Dolls right now with Personality Crisis. City Radio. We're going to stick with some old school NYC. Do a little bit of Richard Hell and the Voiders. Blank Generation.
when you get a face. It's fascinating to observe what the mirror does, but when I dine it for the wall that I've set a place, I belong to the blank generation, and I can take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time. Take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
All right, that was Richard Hell and the Voidoids on
City Radio.
All right, we're going to get to a local band that I just happened to come across that is no longer in existence and hasn't been in existence in quite some time. This is coming off the Punks Unite 2 International Chaos compilation. Here's 21 Rounds with Friday Night.
Here's Main Street Mayhem with Friday Night. Excuse me.
All right, now, I messed up that intro a little bit, so allow me to reiterate. Okay, now that was Main Street Mayhem coming off Charged Records, Punks Unite, International Chaos, the second volume of Punks Unite. And Main Street Mayhem was from Jersey City, but then they broke up and the members reformed as 21 Rounds and were from around here and did that same song. So that's why I introduced it wrong, but that is the Main Street Mayhem version. Also, Frank the singer just posted on Facebook like the fucking album cover of a little EP they did or some shit, something I never saw before, to be honest. I was a little young for Main Street Mayhem. I was more of a 21 Rounds guy myself, but I'm sure I have one of the demos floating around where they were kind of drunk when they mixed it at the Sound Chamber in Easton, and like the same tracks on there like 3-4 times in a row. So I don't know. I'm sure Frank knows what I'm talking about, and hopefully he's listening. So let's keep moving with the punk rock. And coming off Jesus Loves the Left by the Left, here's Fuck It.
He's got no money cause he's got no job. Drunk and slob.
Fuck it.
He's got a hell of a life with his Maryville wife.
Fuck it.
And if you can, pick a drunk tonight. He's got the answers to the problems of the masses. They're just drunk and sit on their asses. Slash hours, new and bold.
Fuck it, man.
But he'll be sitting drinking till he grows old.
Fuck it.
Yeah, the world's had drunks for a thousand years.
Fuck it,
man. Drink a few more beers. He's got a future, but there's no need. Who cares tomorrow when you're too drunk to see?
All right, that was The Left on Pogo City Radio. Now, we just played, I don't know, I guess I can't call Main Street Mayhem a local band because they're not, but we played a band with people that live around here now, so let's stick with the local music. All that to just say, let's stick with the local music. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It's like 7 a.m. There's Sour Diesel all around me, and I'm just up here playing some goddamn motherfucking punk rock before I go out to breakfast with the family. And then I got to watch the Giants play. You know, they're playing the fucking L.A. Rams today. And I know you guys don't care, but I sure do. The Giants, fucking pathetic this year. New York Giants, fucking pathetic this year. But I'm still a diehard. And we're going to a game in 2 weeks up at MetLife. Going to be meeting up with some friends we got over there, do some tailgating. Going to be seeing the Giants host the Kansas City Chiefs. But let's get to the local band. And we had Joey Pitt from Bunch of Jerks on here a couple weeks ago. We've been playing the shit out of their new EP, especially because they're going to be playing that December 2nd show with the Parasitics, the Damn Broads, Houston and the Dirty Rats, and one more to be announced. Here's a Bunch of Jerks now.
Avenue. Another drunken night.
Right, that was Bunch of Jerks, and you guys can catch them December 2nd in Allentown at the Sportsman's Cafe. Now, we're going to be wrapping it up for this hour of Pogo City motherfucking radio. Hope you guys had some fun hanging out with us this morning, this night. I don't know what fucking time it is when you're listening to it. All I know is it's dumb fucking early while I'm recording it. All right, so we're going to get out of here with this next one. Got to remind you guys to head over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Head over to PogoCityRadio.com. Check out all that shit. You guys can always find the new episodes there. And remember, we're on iTunes, Podbean, Google Play Music, fucking anywhere podcasts are, like literally anywhere podcasts are. We are also on WPDG Reading East in Pyburg, digital band radio on the U-Rock Network. So make sure you guys check that shit out as well. We're gonna leave you with the Jim Carroll Band and People Who Died.
Jesus is the clue. He was 12 years old, fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 55 when he died. He was a friend of mine. So they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wed. There were two more friends of mine. Two more friends that died. From a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others, and I salute you, brother. That his rage was just some goof, but Herbie sure gave Tony some bitchin' proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died. Those are people who died, 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 died. They were all my friends and they died. Brian got busted on a narco rap. By ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day he got offed by the very same biker. Old, fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug on 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. Looked like
rotten. They died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Slime in Vietnam, took a bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wet. They were two more friends of mine. I miss them. They died. From a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tomb. Judy turned in front of the subway train, and Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. Eddie, I miss you more than all the others.